kind of hassle-free renting to foreigners and, you know, people immigrating. So it's usually not a bad idea to go with one of those in the beginning. And then once you have like a, you know, the bare minimum kind of record on paper that you've lived in Japan in one of these areas for a while, then you can kind of transition to a more traditional, you know, living situation. But it is rather difficult. But, you know, the people here are very nice. I quite like the way life is here. I don't own a car. I actually, like I said, I don't like cars, right? I don't like driving. So the fact that I can get anywhere I want just with trains and like the very high quality public transportation is something I've really enjoyed about Japan.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Yeah, it's a place I still want to visit. You know, like you brought up a lot of cool things about that place. And the cultural difference is like a big factor there. And a lot of cool stuff. I think if you're into like anime and all that stuff, like Pokemon and all that, that's like...
I've got my Larvitar plushie that I got from the Pokemon Center in Shibuya. It's just like downtown Tokyo. So this is one of my... He was so soft, I had to buy him. So, but yeah, I do quite like Pokemon.
Yeah.